Lesson 68, Unit 17. 第十七单元六十八课。在本课，我们将要进一步的去熟悉和巩固有关定语从句的用法。Read and answer.
Read the dialogue below, then look at the pictures of four men. Which of those men is the robber?Now look at the pictures of the four men. Picture 1, picture 2, picture 3, and picture 4. Does any of these men look like the robber you saw?
这几个人其中有任何一个长得像你所看到的那个盗窃犯吗？
Does any of these men look like the robber who you saw?
I'm not sure. 哎呀，我拿不定主意。
Look carefully. What about the one who is wearing sunglasses? Now, what about the one who is wearing sunglasses?
那么，这个戴那个太阳镜的怎么样？是不是的？
So, the one who is wearing sunglasses, or the man who is wearing glass sunglasses,
就是那个戴着太阳镜的那个人。
No, it wasn't him. The man I saw had black hair. The man I saw had black hair.
我看到的那个人是黑头发。
Was it long? No. He had hair that was quite short.
他那个头发呀是相当短。
So he had short hair. And he had very small eyes.
而且眼睛也小。
Can you remember anything else about him?
那么关于这个人你还有其他方面的印象没有？
Yes, he had a mouth that was quite small.
他有相当小的嘴。
No, he had a mouth that was quite small. How about this one? And how about his nose?Oh, his nose was very big.
Then what about this one?
Is this the man that you saw?
Yes, that's him. That's the robber.
对，就是他。
So you see, black hair, small eyes, small mouth, and a very big nose.So that's the robber.
好，在刚才描述里面呢，用了一些定语从句。里面有些定语从句用的有点别扭。
Did he have small eyes?
啊，本来说小眼睛啊，小嘴巴就是 small mouth,
small eyes.
在对话里面说了
a mouse.That was quite small.
那还说了 hair that was black. 啊，这个里面呢就把很多语言呢说的比较复杂了。实际上定语从句呢我们在生活中应用呢就是很自然的。啊，往往可以用一般的表示方法的时候我们也不一定要去着意去啊去有意识的去说一些定语从句，那么就显得有些别扭。啊，比如说
The man who has a big nose,
那个有长着大鼻子的那个人，实际上我们用一个介词啊 The man with a big nose 是非常自然的。所以关于定语从句呢，我们就关键是在今后的阅读和生活中呢很自然的去掌握它，去了解它啊，不要去着意去啊制造一些这样
定语从句的句子，所以听起来和读起来呢就显得有些别扭。好，下面我们看后面的照片。
The man who I saw had black hair.
比如这个就比较自然。那我看到的那个人，他是长着黑色的头发。
The man I saw had black hair. The man I saw had long hair.
啊，我看到的那个人呢，长的是长头发。
And the man I saw had a big nose.
啊，我看到的那个人啊，伸着一张啊，也有一副大鼻子。
And the man I saw had a small mouth.
啊，伸着一张小小的嘴巴。就不要说成 the man I saw had a mouth that was quite small. 啊，那就把简单变为复杂。
The man I saw had sunglasses. Or the man I saw was wearing sunglasses.
我看到的那个人他是戴着那个太阳镜。
The man I saw was very fat.
啊，我看到那个人长得很胖。啊，所以我们掌握了这个结构以后呢，可以用这种结构去描述你所看到的一些图片、一些人，啊，使你的表达句子呢更为丰富多彩。好，这是有关定语从句。好，下面我们再看一个练习。
Choose the best cross to complete each of the following sentences.
啊，选择一个最好的一种从句来完成下面的句子。
The girl never gave it back to me. The book is called The Great Escape. Have you done the homework? The person must pay for it.This is the present.
好，这个句子呢都没有完整。在我们练习里面呢提供了一些供大家选择的这个定语从句。那如果把这个加进去以后呢，句子就会比较完整。
比如说 The girl never gave it back to me.
那个女孩从来就没有把这个东西再还给我了。那么从中再选择。比如说
The girlWho borrowed my VCD never gave it back to me.
就那个借我的 VCD 的那个女孩啊，再也没有把它还给我了。
The girl who borrowed my VCD never gave it back to me.
下面我们再看第二个。
The book is called The Great Escape.
那本书的名字叫 The Great Escape. 好，我们从中可以进行选择。
Yes, that I'm reading. The book that I'm reading is called The Great Escape.
还是比较自然。我正在看的那本书，书名叫 The Great Escape.
Have you done the homework?
你做完了功课吗？这个功课是什么功课呢？好，从中进行选择。
That's it. Have you done the homework which Miss Zhao gave us last week?
你做完了赵老师上个星期布置给我们的功课吗？
Have you done homework that Miss Zhao gave us last week?
The next,
the person blank must pay for it.
那个人必须赔啊，赔偿什么呢？
Yes, the person who broke that window must pay for it.
那个打破那扇窗的那个人必须赔啊，必须因为他打破这个窗子要赔偿。
The last one. This is the present.
这是礼物。什么礼物呢？
This is the present that my grandmother gave me for Christmas.
这是我奶奶给我的圣诞的礼物。
Now, this is the present that my grandmother gave me for Christmas.
那么通过刚才这些练习呢，就使我们的那个今后表达的一些语言呢就更为丰富多彩啊，这个句子呢就更加的贴切。好，下面我们再看一个 practice.
Speak and write. Student A is the victim who was robbed, and student B is a policeman or a policewoman.
好，这个呢就要求我们扮演一下
啊，一个呢作为一个被盗的一个受害者，一个 victim 啊，是一个受害者。那另外一个同学呢就扮演什么呢 policeman， 就扮演警察。Then student B must ask student A questions about the falling。 然后扮演警察的那个同学呢就一定要向受害者提出一些问题。那这些问题呢可以涉及到 where and when the robbery happened， 就这个抢劫是在什么地方什么时候发生的。 The second， what the robbers do， 那么这个抢劫者那个盗窃者到底偷了些什么东西。 And what the robber looked like， 那么在这个抢劫犯呢他长得是一个什么样子。好，那么这个呢就是我们前面曾经所说过的，这叫什么？对，叫 interview， 啊，就去采访。那么这种采访呢，就是采访那个被害者。我们上次说过，当你采访的过程中呢，要怎么样 ？Yes， taking notes， 要做一些记录啊，比如说刚才那个抢劫的地点、时间啊，然后到底被抢走了什么东西，然后要说出那个抢劫犯的特征。那么调查的人呢就要把那个调查的情况记下来啊，时间地点啊，丢失的东西，那个啊，抢劫犯的那个盗窃者的那个长相的一种特征，然后呢就应该把调查的情况写一个调查报告。Now let's look. And first spend 5 minutes thinking about what you will say.When you have finished your conversation, write a report about the robbery. 他要求我们做这个的时候呢，首先要考虑五分钟，也就是你首先五分钟应该怎么样？要一个人要考虑你应该问什么问题。那另外一个呢，就应该考虑你应该怎么回答。当你们的那个采访结束以后呢，就应该写一个有关这个 robbery 的一个报告，就关于这次抢劫的整个事件的经过的一个报告。 OK， 那么下面呢我们就看一个不太完整的一个有关抢劫过程的一个报告。当然这个报告里面还缺一些词是需要我们大家来完成的。那 please look. Use the information from the dialogue in part 2 on page 84 to complete the police report.那这个时候呢给大家提供了一个 sample， 就是用84页啊那个第二部分的一个对话，就把那个对话里面了解的信息作为一个内容，然后来写一篇警方的报告。好，大家不妨可以翻到84页刚才那个对话，我们看这个报告。 This robbery happened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday.May the 7th， 这个抢劫是发生在什么时间？是发生在什么时间 ？At 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday, May the 7th。那这种报告呢，都写得非常的详细，日期、星期几啊，具体的时间，那么是5月7号，星期四。下午的三点。So, this robbery happened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, May the 7th. Miss Shelley Brown was doing her shopping. 那这个地方呢也基本上表达了她的地点了。So, Miss Shelley Brown 正在买东西 was doing her shopping. So, this robbery happenedIn a shop or at a shop， 在商店里面发生的。She had just taken some money out of the bank. As she came out of the bank, a man grabbed her handbag. He then ran away with it. 那么，他刚刚从银行里面拿了一些钱。Had taken some money out of the bank or from the bank. 当他从银行出来的时候 ，she came out of the bank. A man
grabbed her handbag.
一个人就抢了她的手提包。
He then ran away with it.
紧接着他就拿着钱包就跑掉了。
Miss Brown said that the man she saw had black hair.
这个是他告诉那个警察说他看到的那个人
The man she saw had black hair.
是生着黑色的头发。这是他的信息。
She also said,that his hair was short.
他同时也告诉警察说他的头发很短。
His eyes and his mouth were small. The robber's eyes and mouth were small.
啊，那个抢劫犯的眼睛和嘴巴呢都很小。
But his nose very big.
但他的鼻子呢长得很大。好，我们把这一段的描述呢再说一说，这个地方就讲的是啊抢劫犯的长相的特征。
Miss Brown said that the man she saw had black hair. She also said that his hair was short.
His eyes
were small. But his nose was very, very big. We have caught a man who matches Miss Brown's description.His name is Derek Glover.
然后警方说嫌疑人
We have caught a man.
Matches 就是与什么相配。
Matches Miss Brown's description.
Description 就是描述描写。那么根据 Miss Brown 的描述我们抓了一个和他相配的嫌疑人。
His name is Derek Glover.
那么从刚才的这一段呢我们了解到就如何去描述一个人。那么除了描述他的头发他的长相基本长相以外实际上还有例如他穿什么衣服。
The man I saw was wearing a yellow jacket,
是穿着一个黄色的夹克衫。他穿什么衣服还可以介绍其他的特征例如他的个子高还是矮
And I saw was not tall and was not short
那个人说话的声音的特征那么我们通过本课的学习不妨学习用这种描述的方法去描述一个你熟悉的人
For example,Your father, your mother, your uncle, or one of your friends.
或者描述一个你的父亲、你的母亲，或者是你的一个朋友。当然，我们有兴趣的话呢，也许可以描述一个罪犯。那么不妨去描述一下我们大家比较熟悉的一些人，像 Hitler, 希特勒呀，那个这样一些大家比较熟悉的这样一些典型的人物。特别是那些长相有很大特征的人物。
Well, that's all for Unit 17, The Missing Necklace.
第十七单元，我们就到这里。Until next unit.